All right, Rita, thank you so much for sitting down with me and giving me the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Well, thanks. And it's really nice meeting you, Kelly. My name is Rita Parmar, and officially my title is a Clinical Documentation Improvement Specialist, or CDI Specialist, as they call it for short. I've worked in health information management for 25 plus years in various different roles. I grew up in BC and I've lived here all my life. So I've grew up on a small island just off of the coast of BC, west coast of BC. Came to Vancouver for school and kind of laid my foundation here. And so once I started school, I was working part-time in healthcare as a clerk. So again, in health records. And at that time, everybody was kind of consolidated. So we were all working very closely together. It was a small community hospital. And I took on various different roles throughout my schooling just to help support my school. And then once I graduated, again, working in various different roles within HIM. So I'm very familiar with health records, registration and scheduling. Coding and now as a support member for our coding team.
What drew you or what inspired you to pursue your initial career path in healthcare? How did you get started?
So I initially came across health information management through a family friend. She had relatives in the field, and at that time, I wasn't quite sure. I knew I wanted to go into healthcare, but I didn't know what aspect of healthcare I wanted to go into. I had actually originally had applied into the X-ray tech program and got put on a waiting list, and I did not want to wait another semester or a year. So I investigated the health information management program in BC. And talked to the coordinator and had a really good feeling about it, and it sounded really interesting. And so I applied and got in, and I guess the rest is history.
Thank you. You said you've worked in a lot of different areas within health information and within the documentation field. What, or can you share a pivotal moment or decision that significantly changed or shaped your career?
I think one of the probably most pivotal moments is so I guess two. One is when I had my children and I took time off work to raise them. So I wasn't actually completely stay-at-home mom. I did do a couple of days a week. So I was casual for a little bit and then I took on a job share. So that was 2 days a week. And then slowly I was doing then a 2 day and a 3 day role. And then eventually I think that position was a grant funded position and the funding ended. So I needed to decide whether I was gonna go casual for good or go into a full-time position. So that's when I decided to come back full time after raising my children. So it was about a 10-year span. And then after I got back, my kids were older at that time, and it was a huge learning curve, I think, but just because I was in a different area. And then when I came back full time, it was in another area. So the learning curve was quite huge. But I think it really motivated me to kind of get back into my career, and I was excited for it.
That's awesome. I think it's very challenging when you have children to then go back into a career that, especially as you said, after a 10-year span, that may have significantly changed, right?
Yes.
So that's amazing. Talking about that, then I'm gonna, the next question kind of feeds into that. You know, what were some of the challenges that you faced either, so early in your career, and then as you reintegrated back into your career after having that time off?
Some of the challenges, I mean, there's always challenges in careers and people's lives. I think early on in my career, I think it was just finding a good fit. I didn't exactly know what I wanted to go into because I still had my clerk position and I loved the community hospital and the people I worked with, but it was a little far from where I work or where I lived. And so I chose to find a position that was a little bit closer to me. I just the struggles of, I guess, learning the job and meeting new people and making sure that I was qualified. I think that I was very I think when you first start out, you sometimes feel like you're not sufficient enough, or you're not you don't quite meet the role, or I mean, you obviously don't know everything, but I think that sometimes you don't have that confidence. And then, when I came back after having children, some of the challenges were just that I hadn't been completely out, but I was, I mean, out of coding for a while because I had taken on that job share. So just a new role with new responsibilities and things quite a bit had changed. So I had to refamiliarize myself. I had to take a lot of self-initiative to upgrade some skills and really go spend a lot of time and I feel like go above and beyond to ensure that I was qualified for the role. And I continued to just work and improve on myself and ensure that I stay relevant.
So I love how your answers are feeding into my questions, because my next question is around having mentors and role models throughout your professional career. Is there somebody that was there somebody that was a great mentor, or somebody that your go-to person as you sort of navigated your career along the way?
Yeah, there was a few, but I think one that really stands out is a manager I had that really had a huge impact on my life. Just the influence she had on my professional journey. She always encouraged me to just learn and really go out of my comfort zone. And provided a lot of feedback and suggestions in terms of either personal or professional development, a really good sounding board for me, I guess. And she was always just very encouraging, very supportive, and like I said, just willing to offer that feedback. I think that I was kind of looking for to be able to start. Working on improving myself and then just continuing that forward.
I love that. I think that mentors are extremely important throughout our careers. And having a person that you can go to, like you said, to be a sounding board, or to help you navigate those challenges, so that you don't feel like you're alone in a silo navigating whatever comes up. Extremely important.
Absolutely. Yeah, it just sometimes when you don't find that person, you feel like you're a little lost. You don't know where to go, or if you feel you don't have a sub support, some type of support. It doesn't have to be a manager, it could be a colleague, it could be, whoever. But if there's somebody out there that can you just know is a person you could go to for anything, like any questions. And sometimes they're difficult questions, sometimes they're easy, but just knowing that there's somebody out there is really helpful.
Agreed. So, talking about mentorship and support, tell me a little bit about your involvement with CIMA, because I think sometimes people forget that their associations or their governing bodies are a source of support. So I'd love to hear more about your role with CIMA and your thoughts.
Yeah, So my initial role with CHEMA, my involvement started back in November of 2018. I saw a on their job board, or maybe it was in their newsletter, I saw a posting for a CDI community facilitator. And so that's what I do in my full-time role. So I just was intrigued by, well, what is a CDI community facilitator? And it was once I, kind of looked into it a little bit more, I actually applied for the job and I actually had some conversations with CHEMA staff, and it was really interesting. I just it was the main role was to foster, I guess, a community of individuals who are really eager to develop a CDI practice area. And they wanted to just create a community of practice where CDI specialists could go to in Canada. We do have some international and US, I guess, equivalents, but something that was geared towards Canada. They wanted to create material like introduction material, professional practice briefs, webinars, resources that, community members can be a part of and take part in. And so that was exactly what we were looking for. And then just the advancement of the CDI improvement specialists, and just their awareness and best practices. Like, what is everybody else doing? How do you engage? How do you get those physicians to get on board, and really show that what you're doing matters and what they're doing matters, their documentation matters. So that was really interesting, and that's kind of how I got involved with CHEMA. Part of that was I actually worked with students from Western University, and I put together a PPB, or oversaw. They put it together, but I oversaw the work, and we did a lot of work on. It was called a Physician's Guide to Clinical Documentation Improvement. So it was really aligning physicians and health information management, which was fantastic. It was a great way to put our name out there. So that was really exciting. And it is actually published on their Western universities in their library, so which is great. And then towards the end of the fall of last year, I would say my role evolved into what is now called a professional practice consultant with CHEMA on all things CDI. So just updating. Part of my role has been updating professional practice briefs, overseeing the certification for the CCDIS program. There's a new whenever there's a new school that wants to teach this curriculum, we take a look at their curriculum and make sure they meet the guidelines. Also creating content that is generic and in terms of a presentation that either CDI specialists or health authorities can actually leverage and take from CHEMA and adapt as they see fit. So yeah, lots of exciting work going on.
That's a lot. That's a lot going on. There's a lot. And I love how, you talked about professional practice. And I think sometimes, when people view healthcare, it's very singular. And what I mean by that is healthcare are doctors, they're nurses, they're surgeons, right? And there's a whole gamut of behind that that have professional designations, I think, that lay people, the people of the public, and sometimes nurses who are, not as in tune. And when I say in tune is, and I will be 100% honest, like my knowledge of health information was literally, I knew health records and I knew a chart, right? And so in doing these interviews, I've come to have a greater appreciation of not only the healthcare system as a larger entity outside of what I knew, but the value of the professionalism that's in this space. So, I love to hear that, there's a lot of standards and professional practice and a lot of work that's going on behind the scenes behind the scenes, apologies, to give credence and credibility to the professionals that the health information management professionals are. That makes sense.
Yes, yeah. It's funny you say that because that's part of my role is always introducing what health information management is and what we offer and the fact that we're even there. I mean, not, like you said, basically the knowledge is about okay, yeah, we know there's a health records department and we know there's charts, but beyond that, they don't know the level of work we do and the amount of yeah, professional practice that's behind all of HIM professionals across the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think I said this in my last interview. I wish that either health, either med schools or nursing schools or other departments had the opportunity to have in services or have HIMs brought into the curriculum for these other professionals, so we have a better understanding that it's not just what we a limited view of what we imagine, or a limited view of what HIMs do, because it's so much more. And again, I've only discovered it in doing all of these interviews.
Yeah, and we did try to tap into the medical schools. It's a difficult it's been difficult for us. But hopeful that it's still going to happen. Just that other priorities have taken over. We've had an implementation of an electronic health record across three health authorities. So lots of work going on, and I don't it's just a changing environment all the time, and really hoping that that area will be open to us to be able to, like you said, do an in-service, a team of us or a few of us, whatever that looks like.
Agreed, agreed. And I think we'll get there. I think as health e-records become more the norm, I think it'll force everybody to work together and to find out little bits of information that others are doing, and it'll consolidate at some point in time. That's my thought and my hope, maybe.
Let's cross our fingers.
So, looking back over your career, is there anything that you think that you may have done differently, or anything that strikes you as, oh, I wish I would have?
Yeah, there's probably lots of things I would have done differently. But the past is the past. I can't change that. Just really learning from all of my decisions and essentially, like that path has led me to the opportunities that have presented themselves to me today. So I'm really grateful for those opportunities and I'm excited to see what's still to come. I'm grateful to all of those wonderful colleagues that I've worked with and I continue to collaborate with, and those that I've worked at with CHEMA who've supported my journey, and I've gotten to meet fantastic people like you. So it's great.
I appreciate that. Thank you. What excites you about the future of your field?
I think all of the just exciting changes and the new opportunities that are presenting themselves, the implementation of artificial intelligence wherever we seem to look, implementations of electronic health records across the country, opportunities to just learn and grow and really utilize all of those tools that are available to us. The HIM landscape is changing and evolving so much. And so it's super exciting to see where, I mean, what the last 25 years have been like and now where the next 25 plus years are gonna take health information management. So super, super excited.
Thank you. And I heard your alarm
My
go off,
timer.
so
So
I don't want your cake to dry out.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna
Okay.
put you
Yep.
on. Yeah, I'll be right back.
Perfect.
Just in time. Oh, you're on mute.
Of course I am. I paused the recording when you left, so because I didn't know if there'd
Yeah.
be anything in the background. So,
That's perfect. Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you.
well, that's. I have one last question, and I have to go back because I skipped one, and I was like, oh, I have to go back to that. So the last question is, how has your perspective on work and success evolved over the course of your career?
I think when I was younger, I always felt I needed to just get a better position. Like just it was always about pay or that sort of thing. It was never about just really learning to understand the role and be really good at what I'm doing. And now I think it's just more about listening to myself and what I want out of my career and just making the best of what I want and eventually the opportunities do come. Just being open and aware of all of the possibilities, and just never trying to limit myself and just putting myself out there and that's part of, I think, learning and growing. Just try to go beyond the definition of your job description, and so that you can and whether if it's for personal growth, that also kind of plays into your professional development, and so I think yeah, just that shift definitely, as I've gained some experience and knowledge as I get further into my career. I think that's a really important thing is just knowing that you don't have to get paid for certain things and it just things just sometimes just come naturally. You will just don't stop learning. Just always be a self-learner and just ensure that you're always kind of open and having a positive attitude. That makes a huge difference.
I love everything that you just said there. And so my actual last question is going to be, what advice, although that all of that sounded like a lot of really good, juicy pieces of advice, but what advice would you give somebody who's now entering the HIM profession?
I think just focusing on I mean maybe I could just build on what I said and just really trying to be open and learn and being a self-starter, like don't always wait for managers or higher ups to always tell you what to do, like taking initiative and just knowing that like a lot of that learning that you're doing it's could be for personal growth but then it in turn it does lead into the job as well so just you're building your career and just try to make the best of it and have fun. I mean you're going to be here for a long time and it's why not enjoy the ride while you're there just try to make it a good environment for you, your colleagues, your upper management, and then just always being able to learn and adapt to this ever-changing horizon, I guess.
I love everything that you've said. You're such a you have such a calming presence
Oh.
actually,
Thank
and
you.
as calming as it is, I can see how much you enjoy the work that you do. So thank you for sharing that and sharing your
Yeah.
journey with me. I'm just gonna
Absolutely.
stop.
Thank you for taking the time out to interview me.
Absolutely. Let me just stop the recording here for 2 seconds.